Welcome to another Timbuktu Free Pod interview focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. Hi, I'm Becky Connors, and today I am here with Jim Dole, who is the director of the Doug Feuerbaugh Observatory right here in Freeport. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Becky. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. We're glad to see you here. And this, I will confess, is my first time at the observatory, and I'm very impressed and very excited to be here. So thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Thanks. You know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who've lived in Freeport all their lives and don't know that this facility is here.
It is true. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today. I've already learned some very interesting things from you. Can you tell us, first of all, about the event that you have up here at the observatory on October 4th?
October 4th? Yeah. October 4th is actually coincides with our normal open night, but it's International Observe the Moon Night, which is, again, an international event for astronomy clubs, museums, planetariums, observatories and stuff to share with the public observing and learning about the moon, you know, our closest neighbor in space. Mm-hmm. So we'll have activities here. Hopefully we have clear skies. We'll look at the moon and see the mountains and craters. And we're looking really forward to it. We do it every year.
Great. And what kinds of activities will there be here?
Well, we have some drawing we have for little ones, uh-huh. little coloring paper, you know, of the moon. Uh-huh. We have maps of the moon and observing challenges, whether you're trying to observe with your unaided eyes, what you can see with your unaided eyes, what you can see with binoculars, and what you can see, the detailed one, what you can see with a telescope.
That's fun.
So if you want to try to tackle one of those observing challenges, mm-hmm. we'll have that going on here too. And hopefully
great.
We'll have be able to let people take their pictures through a telescope with their iPhone. That's a little trickier, but we're sure going to try it.
Oh, that sounds cool. Now, is there a price? Is there a ticket price for this?
No, there's no admission here. We are a nonprofit organization. We're funded completely by donations. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to give a donation, but every donation is appreciated.
Excellent. And what are your regular hours that you refer to?
Our regular hours are the first and third Saturdays, May through October. We open at 8 o'clock, rain or shine. We started doing that because that way people don't have to call me and ask me, hey, Jim, are you going to be open? Mm-hmm. We're going to be open. You can call me and say, hey, Jim, are you going to be open? But you don't have to.
The answer will be yes. 8 p.m. till
when the last person leaves. And we usually stay around and do our own thing for a little while too.
Okay.
So it usually goes till 10:30, 11, sometimes midnight.
First and third Saturday nights.
Yes.
All right. Of each month. That's wonderful. So this is the Doug Feuerbaugh Observatory, but I know it used to have a different name. Can you tell us about the history of this observatory?
I'll try to.
It's a big question.
That's
I know.
A big question.
Because you know it all. You've been
I'll keep it short. But yes, it was the JETS Observatory, which the JETS is an acronym for the Junior Engineering Technical Society. It was basically a Freeport High School science club. And it was run by Mr. Feuerbaugh, namesake of the observatory now.
Wonderful teacher at Freeport High School.
And I had him for a teacher. He still comes out here sometimes.
Does he?
He's a great guy. Then in Mr. Feuerbaugh retired in 2000, I believe. I've been the director
that
since 2000. And we kind of went under we still had the JETS Club at Freeport High School, but we didn't have a JETS Club for no students taking astronomy. Mm. So and it was like 2006, the adult board of the JETS Club, which is all we had, no students, we decided we should just disband the program because the Freeport High School didn't have an astronomy teacher anymore at the time. I think they might be getting one back, which would be awesome. We'd love to get them back out here.
Exciting.
So we decided to change the name, and I get worked up about this one. So,
and that's okay. You're passionate about the subject.
Nobody was more important to this place than Mr. Feuerbaugh.
Yes.
So there was no question what you had to name. You had to name it Doug Feuerbaugh Observatory. You know, I did have a couple of people say, well, no, it's the JETS Observatory. You can't rename it. Well, we can.
Yes, we can.
So we had a great opening ceremony when renaming it. Mr. Feuerbaugh and his family were here when we unveiled it. The new name and everything has been a great thing for us. And then in 2011, we joined with the Planetary Studies Foundation, which is an organization out of Elizabeth, Illinois, started at Harper College in Palatine, Illinois. And they They're a national organization, been around for like 30 years with a mission to promote science and mainly astronomy to the community. So they worked out really well partnering up. That's our parent organization now. PSF has been a wonderful, helpful with us here. They help provide, they're a nonprofit organization too, and that's where the funds go to help us keep our equipment going and stuff. And since 2000, and then in 2012, the PSF had a older member who was out of astronomy, and they had a big 18-inch telescope, which I'll show you. We'll go upstairs and take a look at that. But that 18-inch telescope was in mothballs, not being used anymore. But that telescope was used to discover over 1,200 asteroids. So they said, "Hey, you think we could find a place for that telescope out here?" And you know, I'm thinking, "What, are you kidding me? We'll find a place." So we did in 2012 and 13. We did a bunch of fundraising. My first real stint at trying to raise money to build this dome observatory we have in the front of our observatory here. Mm-hmm. So we raised the money from that through generous donations of the community, the Freeport Community Foundation, other organizations, and we built the observatory dome. And now we have three telescopes. We thought we were going to put the big telescope out there, but as I learned in the construction of that dome, that ADA compliance stuff.
Oh, yes.
Made the big telescope not a good fit for out there. So, but anyway, we have three telescopes out here, two telescopes that we actually visually use to put your eye up to look at the mountains and craters on the moon or the rings around Saturn or planetary nebula or star clusters, whatever. And the telescope out in the dome is used for, we don't look through it. We use it with electronic. It's a robotic telescope that we have digital cameras hooked to. And we show on a big screen TV what the telescope's looking at. And we show there's pluses and minuses to that. You can see color with that. When the color we can't see visually looking at it. So it kind of added a new dimension to the observatory in that we added some newer technology, a robotic telescope, digital cameras, image processing, using the computer, you know, hoping to get another group of people interested in visiting. So
sure.
Hopefully that's working.
Well, and Jim was showing me around out here a little bit before our interview, and all the high tech stuff out there is very impressive. And it seems to me you've got something for just about every age out here to be interested in. So I sure do hope that, you get more young people and other people interested in coming out here. Now, speaking of that, I know you have group visitors that come with scouts and school and other things.
Yes, we do.
Perhaps you'd tell me about one of your more interesting group tours that you had out here.
Yeah, we've had several groups come out here, but no doubt the story I will always tell is a few years ago, we had a group of the Red Hat Society ladies. They were a hoot. Oh, they were so much fun. Uh-huh. Many of them had never been out here. They lived in Freeport all their lives. They've never been out here. And we had a presentation. They got to look through the telescopes at the moon and Jupiter and saw cloud bands on Jupiter and the moons. And they were just laughing and giggling the whole time. It was a fantastic group. We've had a lot of good groups too.
Sure.
But that one was just phenomenal. And I would invite them anytime to come back.
Well, so for our listeners out there, you know, if you're in charge of a group that's looking for an interesting program to schedule for your meetings or whatever, give Jim a call at this phone number and schedule a group visit.
My number is 815-291-3072.
That's right. 815-291-3072. Or www.planets.org. What a nice
That's
neat,
the
short.
Planetary Studies Foundation's website. And they do have a link to the Fireball Observatory. You can send it to my email account too. It's jbdole@gmail.com also.
All right. At the Doug Fireball Observatory. Now, you're clearly passionate about this and excited, and there are so many wonderful things about here. And I am ashamed to say that I have never been here before, but I will definitely be back when I can look and see more of what the place has to offer. What makes this place so special to you or to the community? Why is this so special?
In general, people have a huge interest in looking at the sky. You know, you see the sunrise and set every day. You see the moon go through rise and set, go through phases all the time, all your life. You see some, maybe you learn some of the constellations. You see the Big Dipper. Part of the, what we do is point out the constellations. People inherently, I think, seem to have an interest in the beauty and the wonders of the nighttime sky. To see some of that in a telescope is just, it's the most, some of the most beautiful things in nature you could ever see.
That is without wonderful. Without a foul. Poetic. And yes, I would love to see in the digital equipment there you had, you showed how you could see the different constellations and point them out to the people looking through the telescopes. And so it's romantic and scientific at the same time. And I think that's terrific. So everybody, come on out October 4th at 8 p.m. For the International Observe the Moon Night. And you can come out any first or third Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. from May through October. But it is a wonderful resource right here in Freeport. If you don't know where it is, it's out on Stevenson Street Road right before you get to the Parkview Park Hills Golf Club. So join us, come again to the observatory if you've been here, and make a first trip if you haven't been here before. And thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Becky. This is exciting stuff. Super exciting
it
stuff.
It is. All right. Thank you, and talk to you soon.